So I found this nugget of wisdom on LinkedIn. So take it or leave it. I don't know. Some guy posted this. A full cup will spill without a steady hand. The more full a cup is, the easier it is to spill. The more that you have, the more careful you must be. A cup isn't dangerous when it's empty. Abundance requires control. Fullness doesn't protect you from loss. It makes you more vulnerable to it. All right, profound wisdom. Think about how that applies to Avdol. It doesn't really apply to Avdol, but I need to get you excited to start this year. So, and often, it depends on how steady you are, depending on what your profession is. Lawyers, your hands don't have to be very steady at all. But for, you know, the doctors in the room or anyone who's doing with that, working with their hands, you have to have very steady hands. So the question is, in Havdalah, there's a lot of need for a steady hand. Not only when the pouring and the holding the full cup, but what do you got to do with the cup? Or do you? You pass the cup around. Now, what does that mean? Not to other people, but from the right hand to the left hand, back to the right hand, to the left hand. And is that a proper thing to do or not? So the question we're going to ask today, which is probably the most confusing part, you see, go to different Avdolahs, no one has any idea what to do. The goal of today is to try to figure out if the fact that no one has any idea what to do is actually correct, or should you know what you're supposed to be doing? So let's start off. We'll put everyone here on the spot. Let's start off very easy. What should be in your hand when you start Havdalah, and which hand? Let's assume you're a righty, for argument's sake. No, don't confuse me, lefties. Okay. No, so what should be in your hand when you start Havdalah? Cup. Which hand?
Right hand.
And what's in your left hand?
Candle.
Nothing.
Candle, nothing new? Okay. So I read you one line of Gemara. You can handle one line of Gemara, one line of Gemara. This has absolutely nothing to do with Havdalah. It's a Gemara in Brachos, and it's one line. Hey, viu lifneihem. You bring before people that are eating shemen oil. Now, you could spend 4 hours figuring out what you're doing with this oil, a whole separate topic. Let's make it simple for our purposes. You're making a special bracha on it of borei shemen arev. It's special oil. Why you're making this bracha, let's leave it out for now. The point is, you're making a bracha on the oil, but someone brings to you oil and wine. Beis Shammai says, hold the oil in your hand, in your right hand rather, and the wine in your left hand, and make a bracha on the oil. You're with me? So Beis Shammai says, you hold the oil in your right hand, wine in the left hand, make a bracha on the oil first, v'chozrum avarach al ayin. Then you make a bracha on the wine. Beis Hillel says, which is how we paskin, ochez es ayin biyamino. You hold the wine in your right hand. Now, nothing to do with Avdol. This is a guy who's just drinking on a regular Tuesday. Ves hashemen besmolo. The oil in your left hand. Mevarach al ayin. You make a bracha on the wine, which is in your right hand. V'chozrum avarach al hashemen. Then you make a bracha on the oil.
You said this has nothing to do with Avdol.
Nothing to do with Avdol at all. Nothing to do with Avdol.
What's he doing with the oil?
Ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht. You're holding, why are you holding it? Because it's the wine? You're holding wine because it's part of the bracha. Now, you're going to make a bracha on both of them. Now, why are you holding both b'shas the bracha? I don't know.
What are you using the oil?
So let's assume the oil, either you're rubbing yourself with it, or you're consuming it, or you're smelling it. There's all dispute about what you're using oil, but it doesn't make a difference. The point is, you have a bracha on the oil. Halacha l'maisa, we may not make a bracha on such oil, but in the times of the Gemara, assume that there was a bracha on the oil.
Well, to smell it, you can make a bracha.
Okay, so look, I don't want to get derailed on what you're doing with oil. It's not relevant. It's not relevant. You could spend an hour or two on that cheer. No, I did. I started. I got to answer your questions. But the point is, that's not the point. As they say, that's the fly. Or Wilson used to say, that's the fly. It's not the elephant. Don't go swatting flies. Let's focus on the elephant over here. And the elephant over here is that you're holding things, for our purpose, right. The elephant is, you're holding both in your hands, because you're making a bracha on both of them, but you're holding the right hand, the thing that you're making the bracha first, and the left hand, the thing you're making the bracha second. Yeah.
He doesn't say to switch hands.
Excellent, so. excellent point, but we're going to ignore you for the next few minutes, okay? Comes along the Mordechai, comes along the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says, you see from this Gemara, Mordechai was on the wait Rishonim, he says like this, you see from this Gemara the importance of holding the bracha item in your right hand, just like by Avdallah, where you start with the wine in your right hand, you make the bracha, and then you take the besamim in your right hand, and you make the bracha. All is good in the world of Judaism so far, yes? When I say the bracha on the wine, according to Mordechai, I hold it in my right hand. When I make the bracha on besamim, I hold it in my right hand. All is good. Then you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and everything goes awry. Shulchan Aruch has one line, one line. It's not so complicated. It's not so deep. It's a very simple concept. Omer, okay, fine. V'ocheis hayayin b'yamin. You hold the wine in your right hand. V'ahadas, that's the besamim, b'smol, in your left hand. U'mevarech al hayayin, you make a brach on the wine. V'shuv nota hadas b'yamin. You take then the besamim in your right hand. V'hayayin b'smol. So you're switching around over here. U'mevarech al hadas, you make the brach on the besamim. U'machzir hayayin v'yamin. And then the wine goes back to your right hand. So according to the language of Shulchan Aruch, you're starting off with what?
The wine in the right hand.
Wine right hand. And?
Besamim
in your left. So when you say, when you start Avdallah, at least for Brei Pri HaGafen, you're starting, well, that's a key part of Avdallah, you're starting with besamim in your left hand. Now where do you see that in the Gemara? Well, the Gemara did say you have the oil in your left hand. No? In this case of this, with two brachos situation. So here you're making two brachos. Says Shulchan Aruch, you have them both in your hands. So
according to the Shulchan Aruch,
yes.
Which one do you put down to
which? That's a good question. He doesn't say. Yeah. Or if you're, this is why I read you that LinkedIn post. When you got a full cup, you're going to spill. You got to be very, very talented to maybe be able to switch without putting one down.
If you're using spices for the summon, you can't hold it in your hand.
I hear you. You're saying because they're too small,
because he had hadasim.
I hear you. You're saying, you could have the container of the besamim, no? Yeah. That's, I have the container. I don't know. Okay. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, nice idea. He's like, but where did this come from? He says, Vida, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ta'achiza besmol, holding the besamim in your left hand, Ain't a chova klal. No obligation to start off with the besamim. Olechein, therefore, etzleinu, at least 150 years ago, ain't machzikin abesamim b'shas birchas ayin. You don't hold the besamim in your left hand. Let's do a raise of hands. Who here starts off holding the besamim in their left hand? No room of 10, 15 people over here. Not one single person does it. It's mafurish shulchan aruch. You're all violating the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, don't worry. It's not an obligation at all, and therefore we don't do this. You put the cup on the table. You take the besamim in your right hand. That's what you do. No one puts anything in your left hand. Ela kavana, what's the point of Shulchan Aruch? He ikr lechos a yain b'yamin, v'adas b'yamin, b'shas b'rchasam. All Shulchan Aruch is trying to highlight to you is that whatever you're making the bracha on should be in your right hand. What is in your left hand? It says, omeywa da dover asheni b'smol. It just came, it was easier to hold the left one thing in your left hand. It was easier. Avo ein ze b'hechrich. You don't need to do so.
And then you don't have to have the wine in your left hand while you're making the bracha on the besamim.
Hold the thought for 5 seconds. Great point. It sounds like not. So it sounds like from Aruch HaShulchan, the whole thing is really a silly concept almost. It's no real issue at all. You hold the point of the Gemara, the point of the Mordechai is just the thing that you're making the bracha on. Hold your right hand. What's in your left hand? Okay, it's easier to start with the besamim in your right hand. I happen to think it's not so easy. My left hand is first certainly weak. And so to start going like this and switching, you're going to spill all over the place and you're going to cause yourself problems. What do you need to do it for? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, just keep everything on the table. Hold the cup in your right hand. Put it down. Take the besamim. Hold it in your right hand. Put it down. Pick up the cup, shine. Very easy. That's what probably most people here do. Says Shulchan Aruch, though, just keep in mind, the language of Shulchan Aruch is not that way. Okay. Yeah.
Down.
Oh, so we're going to have to talk about the problems of this. Yes.
Well,
getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah. There's the third.
We're going to get to, I got it as my point, next one. First time dealing, first you got to get past the besamim. So comes along the Chuvas von August, Rav Sternbach, and also says, the minhag is clearly not to be makbid, to hold the besamim in your left hand at the beginning. That's really, really, there's really no basis with it. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky as well says that he's not sure what the source of the Shulchan Aruch is. Really, I mean, maybe it's the Gemara over here that you're holding the oil thing in your left hand, but there's no obligation by Havdalah to hold the besamim in your left hand. What exactly is that accomplishing? Okay, so point number one, we got, you can check it off. You don't really need to start off with the besamim in your hand. Everything is fine. Okay, now what about step two? Okay, so now you got past step one, you haven't failed yet. But now comes the failure question. Now you got to hold the besamim in your right hand. What is in your left hand when you are making the bracha on the besamim? You have the cup in your left hand. Aruch HaShulchan already said you don't need to have anything in your left hand when you're making the besamim. I'll read you a Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura disagrees. Mishnah Brura says, listen to this. He says, Vayayin b'smolo. Remember, Shulchan Aruch said, you hold the besamim in your right hand, yayin in your left hand, the cup in your left hand, when you're making the bracha on the besamim. He says, Ve'eno menicho az miyado. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't drop that cup. Don't put it down at all. Why? Mishum d'chol abracha shel avdala, mitzolios alakos. All the brachas of Havdalah, the reason why you make besamim, the reason why you make a menorah in Havdalah is because you want to connect it to the cup. A lot of the brachas that we make, we connect to the cup. So therefore, if you put the cup down, then what connection does the besamim have to the cup? So you essentially, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is a balancing act. Okay, so maybe you don't have to start off. Maybe you don't have to start off. Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about starting off with the besamim. Yes, Shulchan Aruch said you have to start off with the besamim in your left hand, even if we could avoid that issue. Okay, so you start off just with the cup in your right hand. But once you take the besamim in your right hand, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is very specific to make sure that that cup then is in your left hand. Because I didn't think it made a difference.
Why?
Yeah, let's hear.
Okay, for example, you make Kiddush on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to cover the challah.
Yeah.
Why? Because not to
embarrass it. Okay, yeah.
Okay, here, based on all this, you should be, if you put it down, you should be covering the wine and then making the bracha on
I hear you. You made the bracha on the wine. You made the bracha on the wine, right?
Instead, you're keeping it, but you're making another bracha. So instead, you're keeping the wine out, so therefore it's still showing.
I hear you. So you say it's still there, it sees it enough, it's part of the alakos. That's what I would have thought, and that's probably what the Aruch HaShulchan holds. The problem is Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to say it's not true. Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes a kamosh, he said, just doesn't, it's his own vart. He says, because it's to me called Davar Shemavar, he says, it's his Chav Zayin. Yeah. He says, Ve'eno me'nicho az, you don't put it down, Yadom Yishum, the Chol HaBracha Shal Avdala, Mitzvah Yos Alakos. And if you don't have it in your hand, your left hand, it's not Alakos, ideally at least.
Can you put your kos down to switch it to your left hand?
Probably, that's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But
you have to almost.
I guess so, unless you're really talented. You were a dentist. No, hello. You're a dentist over here. You're the last person who could talk. Yeah, it's the lawyers over here who spill a lot. Yeah, but it's dentists, you got the talents over there. Eye doctors, whatever. Anyone who's got it in the medical profession, I really hope you're able to do it. You know, and so you got to be really talented. But okay, that's Shulchan Aruch, that's Mishnah Berurah. Okay, but do we follow this Mishnah Berurah? That's the question. So again, many over here, the Aruch HaShulchan, we saw the Ketzosa Shulchan, they say, no, come on, you don't have to hold the cup in your left hand. As long as it's on the table, that's enough. And in fact, maybe there's a problem with holding the cup in your left hand. Why? Because, number one, we gave a chabur about this by Ashkamin by Chanukah time. Are you allowed to hold the flame when you say the bracha on the menorah? Are you allowed to hold a knife when you're making a bracha on miwa or on shchita? Why? You shouldn't hold anything in your hand, especially something perhaps dangerous, when you are making, or you have to focus on, that when you are making a bracha. So here's the question. If I'm making the bracha on besamim, why do I have the cup in my hand? I'm going to be distracted making sure that I don't spill, especially if it's the left hand. You're going to make sure it doesn't spill. You're not going to focus on the bracha on the besamim. So says the Yalkut Yosef, maybe You shouldn't have the wine in your left hand because it's going to be distracting to you. The Mishnah Yaakov also says, you know what's going to happen? The hand switch is going to cause you to spill the wine. The last thing you want to do is have a kos pogam and have wine which is spilling out. According to some, it's going to be a messed up cup if you start spilling. Comes along Rav Shechter and says, Mr. Herman, you're mechavin to the Rav Soloveitchik. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. It's murdik. Rav Shechter in, I believe it was in a Beis Yitzchak article 30, 25 years ago, says, listen to this. Where in the Gemara does it say anything about switching hands? It says if you've got wine and oil, there's a machlokas, which one goes in the right hand, which one goes in the left hand. The Gemara says, let's take Beis Hillel, who's where we pass. I'll read you the line again. Listen to what he says. All he says is, Ochez es hayayin biyamino, you hold the wine in the right hand, Ves hashemen bismolo, and the oil in your left hand, Mevarech al hayayin, you make a bracha on the wine, Bechozer u'mevarech al hashemen, then you make the bracha on the oil. Said Mr. Herman, who says anything about switching it? No one says anything about switching. Listen to what Salvechik writes. He says, Veheya Rabbeinu, in a shir in Moriah, probably 50 years ago, at least 60 years ago, probably at this point. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik writes, Shemi Pashtus HaGemara, the simple read of the Gemara, Mashma She'en Machlifin. There's no switching going on over here, he says. Elatamu, Deme Acher Shayayin Choshev Yosim Nebesomim, after the wine is more choshev than the oil, Machzikin Kos Yayin Biyamin, Kol Azman. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, Vahadas Bismon, you hold the Hadasim in the left hand, Afilo B'shoshim of Archinolov. And he says, this is what the Vilna Gaon writes, I'd explain this Gemara. So Mecham to the Vilna Gaon and Rav Soloveitchik. Don't get better than that. So according to that, how would you make Avdalah then? So according to that, it's wild. According to this Pshat, you hold the wine in your right hand, you hold the Besamim in your left hand, and you don't switch. The entire time, anyone here do that? No, we all switch. We put the besom in the right hand. We put the cup down, put the besom in the right hand. Says of Soloveitchik, I don't know if he's passing his halacha l'maisa, but he's certainly saying that's a good read of the Gemara, and that's certainly how the Vilna Gaon read the Gemara, so you got good company if you hold that. Clearly Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Clearly Mishnah Berurah disagrees, but you have a source to rely upon as well. I saw that this is the Baron Moshe cites that this is also the opinion of the Meiri, how to read the Gemara. However, they asked this to Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky is okay. As that Shulchan Aruch says, that you're supposed to switch it around. You switch. You play the switching game. Yeah? Ha'im yesh lizar b'zeh gam hayom. Do you have to be concerned about this nowadays as well, olo, or not? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, nachon lizar. It's correct to be machbit about this switcheroo game. So he says, no. You got to play the switching game. You got to put the wine into the left hand, the besamim back into the right hand. So you want to know halacha l'maisa, you got all over the board over here. The Baron Moshe of Debrecina Rebbe, he writes, unless you have a strong, long-standing mesorah, like this, I guess, Rav Soloveitchik, not to do this, he says, you follow the simple word of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says what to do. You start off with besamim, you start off with the wine in the right hand, you switch, then you switch back. Okay, now.
Which hand do you use to wipe up the wine?
Yes, your wife. Your kids do that. Yeah, you know, come on. Yeah. So now you have the next final case. Final two cases we have here. Okay, so you're holding what? Wait, let's back up. Now you're up to Nair. Okay. So you need to show your fingernails into that. So you're probably not holding the candle in your hand, but you're putting your fingernails by the candle. Mm. So that I'm assuming it's doing with your right hand. So what is in your left hand when you do the bracha on the eish? So new. Mishnah Berurah says, Umeinicho, you put the besamim down. Viroa bitziparnayim, so the cup is still in your left hand, and you look at your fingernails, umavarch bremer eish, viachrakach machzer ayayin uyamino, vigomer avdala. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the way that this is done is, it sounds like you start off with besom in your left hand, cup in your right hand. You make the brach on the cup, you switch, besomim in your right hand, cup in your left hand. Put the besom, make the brach on the besomim. Put besomim down, go like this with the nair, and then switch, cup back to the right hand. We'll get to what's in your left hand in a second. But That is what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. The others above that we just saw seem to disagree. They seem to, Aruch HaShulchan, everyone would say, you don't have to have anything in your hand, left hand at all when you're making the bracha on the ner, because that's it. Yeah.
So, okay, but if you're alone.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah. Oh, who's holding the ner?
So the most ner, I mean, we have now the ner.
Yeah, the stands by itself. No one holds the ner, yeah.
But
I guess you could hold it. You could hold it with your left hand. I guess you have no choice. Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Choice. Yeah, you don't have a choice. I would not say unless you stand it up in a proper way, but I would not. Don't play games with fire.
So
okay.
So assuming you have somebody else, you have the wine in your left hand when you do the nair?
So according to Mishnah Berurah, yes. According to all these other poskim, you don't need to at all. So it's Aruch HaShulchan would say you don't need them. Mishnah Berurah says yes. Final issue. Okay, so now you've made it through. You've made it through all the brachas. Now you're... Well, you put everything down. Yeah, and we're gonna do a vote at the end. 1 second. But final issue. What's in your left hand for the final hamavdil? You got the cup in your right hand. That much I get. Yeah? Is anything in your left hand at that point?
Just that candle.
So raise your hand if you any new. What's in your hand at the left hand at the end?
Nothing.
Raise your hand, nothing? Everyone says nothing? Anyone have anything in their left hand? Your Seder. Okay, that's very from. Okay, new. So you have... The El Yerava says, nothing's in your left hand. Nothing's in your left hand at this point. I mean, you could have a sitter, but you don't need anything else at this point. The Piskei Tshuva is those sites you get across the board. Whatever you want, you get a smorgasbord. It cites the Sanz Kloisenberger Rebbe says, you hold the Besamim. That's more relevant to the Avdala. That would make sense maybe with the Mishnah Berurah, that anything which is connected to the coast, so we like to hold Besamim especially, is more connected than the Ner, so we have all the Besamim. However, he cites the Sefer Tol D'Shmuel, I'm not sure that is, who says you could hold the candle so that you continue benefiting from the light. So I guess you have the candle in your left hand, that's pretty dangerous, and your cup in the right hand, I definitely would not be able to do that, but that's how he says you end off. So the upshot is like this, is basically whatever you do, you have good company. You want to follow, we'll sum it up the last 10 seconds here. To sum it up, you want to follow a strict Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah view. You're a Mishnah Berurah Yid, there's certainly go to Gan Eden if you follow every word of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says like this, you start off with the cup in your right hand, besam in your left hand, you make a brach on the cup, you switch hands, make a brach on the besamim, put the besamim down, pick up the nair in your right hand, or put your fingers by the nair, you make a brach on the nair, then cup still in your left hand, then you put the nair down, you pick up the cup, and switch hands, cup to the right hand. Now, what's in your left hand, Mishnah Berurah? Kind of leaves you hanging. It doesn't make a difference, according to Mishnah Berurah. Now, yeah, wait, which one was that talking about? Aruch HaShulchan? Aruch HaShulchan is, I think, the Minhag Olam. Minhag Olam of Aruch HaShulchan is whatever you're making the bracha on, you have in your right hand, nothing else. You just say, hold the cup in your right hand, put it down, hold the besam in your right hand, put it down, hold the nair, put it down, and then for a mavdo, you hold the cup. Those are the two easiest shitas. There's obviously a mix and match. You can try to take it, but I think the minhag olam, raise your hand if that's the minhag olam, I think the minhag olam is more like that Aruch HaShulchan. I don't think people start playing games with the left hands and stuff like that. Yeah.
You have to have the besamim in your left hand when you start, or can you just have...
So Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't have a comment. So I would imagine Mishnah Berurah would say you should. Yeah, but
so some of them come, let's say, in a container that basically you can already smell without opening it. But
yeah.
If you have a container that has a cap,
yeah.
Should you be taking the cap off before you start?
Yeah, you really should. Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, and try not to smell it. I mean, again, you're trying to, and also if you smell the cap, it doesn't count. If there's nothing in the cap.
But
it has to be a real. I'm saying if smell goes, if besamim touches something else, and you smell that other thing without the besamim. In other words, if I put besamim all over my clothes and I smell my clothes, that doesn't count as the bracha besamim. It has to be an actual item.
Saying, uncap it.
Yeah, I uncap it. I have the besamim in the blue can like spice container that's designated for besamim. I just flip the top beforehand. You know, you flip the top,
okay.
And so you know.
Cap on.
No, I just flipped the cap. I just flipped the top.
Before you start.
Yeah, it's not yarg val yavar. You don't get misa if you don't. But you should try to minimize it.
If it's uncovered, then you're not making a bracha about it.
Well, if you can really smell it once it's uncovered, and then I don't know, most people can't really smell it if you just uncover it.
And
loosen the cap. Yeah, you try to minimize the hefsek, but again, it's not the biggest deal. Shkoyachem.